Fighting for America.
Well, the White House not exactly ending the year on a high note. A new poll from the Washington Post, ABC News, puts the president at the worst public approval rating of his presidency.
At this point, my goal every single day is just to make sure that we're delivering something.
Fighting for Idaho.
Colorado's marijuana industry getting a seal of approval. The state now handing out more than 300 business licenses to marijuana retailers, growers, and testing facilities.
Fighting for you.
Even though we have problems in our country, this is the time of year to look at all the good things and all the blessings that we have.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Hey, buddy, you keep up the good work. Stay fired up, and I think your show's even better now that you're married.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And good morning, living the dream with you at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone number's here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We're awaiting our friend Dave Petzl will join us. And Dave, if you're listening right now, no need to go to the break room. The coffee is here. And some of the stories that we'll be talking about with Dave Petzl at 580KIDO, most notably the impact Obamacare has had on several states, one of them including Oregon. Let's take a listen.
Many of the enrollees in Oregon, according to the Oregonian newspaper, began receiving robocalls this Friday, which warned them if they don't get confirmation that they are enrolled, they should seek health care coverage somewhere else for coverage beginning on January 1st. You hear a woman's voice on this robocall, and it says, I'm quoting, if you haven't heard from us by December 23rd, it is unlikely your application will be processed for January 1st insurance coverage. If you want to be sure you have insurance coverage starting January 1st, you do have other options. This is really troubling because Oregon Governor Kitzhaber assured Oregonians that they would have subsidized coverage by January 1st. As it turns out now, based upon this robocall, Oregonians will not have subsidized coverage, even if they qualify for subsidies.
And we do have a message from the robocaller.
He's just like, and I'm like,
No, that's the Al Gore accuser. Anyway, you take a look at just this Obamacare, and people have described this the worst year ever for the president. Some say the worst year ever for a president. And those of you that are struggling, let me say this to you, my friends, and maybe you're wicked happy. And I guess because we're human, what happens to us, we have these emotional roller coasters. We're so high. And you know what it is, and I don't know if it's Freud or some type of psychobabble psychologists say, you know, you have this emotional high, and then to counter it, you have the lows and such. But if you're at that emotional high, and you take a look at your kids and your grandkids and your nieces, your nephews, and you wonder what type of world that we live in today and what it will be like 10 years from now, just remember that we've faced greater challenges than the one that we have. And that God, as long as we, as American citizens, do not turn our back on God, God will not turn his back on us, and we need that faith more than ever. Could you imagine, and maybe you like to bet on sporting events, maybe you like to bet on other things, that if you had to pick odds that a nation would beat the greatest nation ever conceived, not once but twice, would save the world not once but twice from totalitarianism, and be the economic engine that we are today, you can't say that's not without God. And even in our dark times, because remember, our great predecessors from the Depression, from the Civil War, from the War of 1812, the odds were stacked against them. So as you look with concern on your loved ones concerning this economic war that we're into, just remember, the history of this great country is always to overcome. Joining us now, Dave Petzl from the Petzl Center, Petzl Financial, on a ho-ho holiday Monday as we take a look at your money at 580KIDO.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here, and we take a look at one of the slower weeks of the year, so it will be a challenge for you to give us the content to keep our little engine churning.
That's
during
right.
This segment.
Well, between naps, we'll be monitoring.
As long as as long as the radio's tuned to 580 KIDO, you can nap. And people say that they fall asleep to the show. Yeah, so that's
right,
good.
Right, right. Hey, you know, there is a lot. There's a lot going on with record highs, and it's not because the market. Kevin, you know, I've said this for a long, long time. Every week we come out, you got to make up new stuff. I mean, you know, that's what the financial news does. They make up like there's a big, like today's going to be big trading about something. They're going to make something up, right? Because why would I turn on CNBC if I didn't think there was anything there? Well, there isn't anything there. And you're right. It's a very slow week. They tend to move higher this time of year. We've got nothing but good economic news coming. It has been coming out, and we got the Fed that's, you know, now we got that uncertainty out of the way. They certainly are going to taper. So, and they have, and it was well received by the markets. Another surprise. So the market has just moved into all-time high territory again. Only this new record. You ready for this one? Inflation adjusted. First time in 14 years.
And what does that mean, inflation adjusted?
That means, right, in real terms, for example, if, you know, with inflation, say, running at 3% per year, if the market doesn't keep up with that, then, and it hasn't for 14 years. So we've had nominal all-time highs, record highs, as we know. But just this past week, we finally hit a real all-time high. It's been 14 years. That's a long haul.
Right, but you take a look at not only that assessment, but you take a look at inflation, and it's been going up for a while with food, with gas, with energy. Adds to the struggle to make it these days. And then we take a look at the unemployment rate, as you talk about all the time. Not the, hey, it's a great unemployment rate, but the one where you have so many people still looking for real life gigs.
They are, and gigs that'll pay, you know, that are beyond part time, and folks that are actually have quit looking because it's such a struggle to look. Those folks, you count them in there. It's called the U6 unemployment rate. Good news there too, Kevin. It's getting better. It's not good. It's, you know, here's the thing. I've been thinking about this, Kevin. If I could just share a couple thoughts here. I think that we mix up sometimes here on far right wing radio, right?
Wow. I've often thought of myself as a moderate. But,
I understand. No, you know, I mean, we conservatives, when we have a circumstance, and I say we, that we look at somebody in the White House that is clearly heading the wrong direction. Clearly with, you know, people just voted for him because they thought he gave a good speech, that he was handsome or whatever. Right. There's nothing there. And now we're finding out there's nothing there. And there was nothing there, but people wouldn't listen. They voted for an empty suit. Now we got what we got. But all these policies that we're fussed about, all these things that we are very, very worried about, just because the economy is doing better doesn't mean that we are on the right track. We're not. We're on the wrong track. We're correct. We've got to get government out of the way. We've got to shrink the size of government. We've got to stop coming up with big government solutions to the real solution is getting government out of the way and diminishing all these. So we're right. But to be concerned because the economy or to overstate how bad the economy is, it misses the point that we can be out there making a bloody fortune over the past several years.
Sure.
Starting businesses into this vacuum. And I get we're going to bounce out of this with energy. We've got this, as I like to say, this entrepreneurial, pent-up entrepreneurial demand that's just going to explode higher. But the reality is corporations that sell globally have been making buckets full of money. And to deny that there's a reality in that misses the point of the stock market. It has been fantastic. And we are at all-time record highs. And the economy is slowly getting better. There is good news around. It isn't great news, and it should be a lot better. But let's not miss the fact that it is getting better.
Dave Petzo with us as we continue on at 580 KIDO. Let's delve into the millennials, and I've done a lot of research on this, and I continue to research this, the largest cohort in American history, even surpassing the baby boomers, 18 to 34-year-olds, and they're slowly getting into the job market, but it's not the job market that you had or I had, and in reality that the baby boomers have. What's the outlook for them?
I think it's not as good, but I have to say, because I've got, you know, kids that are struggling to find really good jobs out there too, and they've done everything right, you know, master's degrees, all that stuff. They've done it all correctly, better than their dad did.
I don't know about that. I think a graduate degree from the Petzo School of Hard Knocks is worth something these days.
I would agree with that, but I'm just saying as far as setting yourself up with job prospects, you bet. I would agree with that. But, Kevin, I have to stop sometimes and go as I feel bad for my kid and her friends and things like that, that I really have to recognize that it wasn't easy when we were getting started either.
Right.
That's just history. We conquered that history. So
but
we
is
have
it different?
It's different only in the sense, I don't know. I don't know that it is. It was harder than heck, wasn't
right.
it, to
mm-hmm.
get started? It was really hard.
It
I don't
still
know about
is.
You, but I took temp jobs while I was getting my license, you know?
Heck yeah.
I shoveled sheep stuff out of a barn. I dug a ditch. You know, I mean, those are things that the kids these days don't do, right?
Right. No, they don't do
they
that.
They don't do that. You know, I would take any job. They don't. So
But that adds to the uniqueness of this cohort where you have kids that I'm just not going to take it. I'm not going to put up with this stuff. And they, whether you call it a sense of entitlement, whether you call it not doing the paying their dues,
yep.
that maybe that, again, lumps into it, whether they have to compete with people that are older because the jobs are more competitive than they've ever been.
Well, that's true. And I also think that the jobs are more complex. So a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of time and a little bit of social skills, a little growing up, probably means a great deal out there. But I do feel like for kids out there that have done everything right, that it is a more difficult environment for them. So, okay, let me, you asked me before what I think is different. I think it's different at the higher education levels. It's tougher. Unless you come out with a profession like a doctor or legal
and even
degree
then, you
whatever.
Take a look at Obama, you look at lawyers, more lawyers than ever, and most of the time the lawyers aren't practicing law or, you know, working incredible hours and not making the jack, just like what you talked about, the payoff is 10, 20 years down the line.
It is, and that's all right. That's the way it works. It always has worked that way. But when it comes to wanting our best and brightest to be taking care of us and figuring out what's wrong when we're sick, we're heading the wrong way on that one. That's
why
sure,
they all
Kevin.
Need to go into health care, because that's expanding.
It's expanding, but as you point out, the money's not there. And it's going to be awful hard for a lot of these doctors to pay off these hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of school bills.
And let's get into that at 580 KIDO. You know, Michael Moore called this indentured servitude, but you know, not to agree with that statement, but on the other hand, you kind of see it where you have these kids that do everything right. They have these massive student loans because these universities, I don't know why the cost of the university goes up except yep. for staff. They increase the tuition each and every year. And so these kids do everything right, get good grades, and then all of a sudden they're working not one but two, possibly three jobs part-time just to try and service the debt, never mind getting a house,
yep.
never mind starting your career. And that's those that want to pay it off.
I know. I love liberals like Michael Moore who come out who after the liberals have destroyed the system by demanding more and more and more and more money without more and more. Look, there's many things wrong, okay? It's not just the liberals doing this. I mean, I don't think that's fair at all. But it is absurd to think that the solution, which is what they typically call for, is more and more and more and more money, which means more and more cost to the students. And now that we've gotten there, what we need to do is now have society go ahead and pay more, meaning, oh, we need to make these a free education and not let anybody come out. It's unbelievable. I caused the problem, therefore I have the solution. You already ruined it. We don't want to do it.
You heard the president float that up during the election the last time that he would forgive student debt.
It's what liberals believe, that as long as you're going to school and getting further educated into the big government system, it's obviously the system should pay for that. You know, I don't know that somebody who does do everything right has a big bunch of student loans. There are ways to get an education. And there's, when people are going off to a very, very expensive school, you don't have to go out of state. You don't have to. You shouldn't. If you're going to put this all on a student loan, then it's foolish. Then it's just something you dream to do. You don't have to take semesters off in Europe. You can work during the summers. My dad got through college in 3 years, got married, had me. That's some pretty hard time. 3 years. Now kids are going 5, 6 years, don't work, And I'm not saying that they're lazy. It's just a different time, and I just don't think it's right. I think that there's nothing wrong with going to a two-year university, right? Getting some of the English 101s out of the way for next to nothing. Go here locally to BSU before you ship off to somewhere else and get some of the core classes. You don't have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Fight the system. Do it right. And don't set yourself up for failure at 24 years old with $150,000 of debt.
More coming up from Dave Pezzo next at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Robin. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO. Robin is in for Dave. Good morning, Robin.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Up all night.
Ho, 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 everybody. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Dave Pezzo with us as we start your day. Talking about money, 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 money. And let's get back to some of these big money issues. Micron, the big winner this year. As we look at other big stories locally, the housing market rebounding has to be another issue. I don't want to call it renaissance or revival of just some of the retail industry. You've got the Village on Eagle Road and Big Al's and everything else. And I mean, Eagle Road, even though I've only been here 4 years, has transformed from what I remember it. And I have people saying, look, we used to go hunting on Eagle Road.
Well,
Eagle Road used to be out there.
I know. And even before, you know, I'm not talking 30 years ago. It was
right.
It was like 15 years ago. It was a two-lane road.
Right.
Two lanes.
Try that on a Friday night.
Yeah. I think traffic would run all the way, all the way to Canada, you know. Man, anyway, yes, it has really been a renaissance. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, the thing about Micron that's so exciting, we all know the housing has come back and the Valley's doing well. There's a lot of different startups out there. You can feel it out there, Kevin. Things are changing here. And you look at all the downtown, what's happening with the Jump and Owyhee Plaza is being torn down now. We've got the big hole is now full and almost open with the giant new building. There's just so much going on. It's very exciting. Now, you look at what's going on with our major employers, and for years and years, Micron was diminishing in its influence in the area, diminishing in the number of employees, and certainly looking like a company that was trying its hardest to go out of business. That certainly is not the case anymore. They've really turned the corner, and yes, they've got a lot of tailwinds. They've got little competition out there. There's just limited supply. This week, of course, the rumor of a new fab being built by Hynix sent the stock cratering nearly 10% in a day, which is, to me, is just an excuse to sell the stock. We're talking a couple of years before you can put a fab up. I mean, it's just
right. Silly.
It's silliness, but it's a great excuse to sell a stock that is up. I don't know how you want to measure it, Kevin. The lows were below $2 a share. Do you want to measure from 2 to 22? 11-fold increase. Do you want to measure from 5? You want to measure just this year? The stock is up just hundreds of percent over the last couple of years. So it's been quite a story, and now they're coming out with this amazing this is just way more than I think that the market isn't going to react to this, so I don't want to overstate that the company is suddenly going to make a gazillion dollars and change all of computing, but it's going to take time to figure this out. But what they did was they completely changed. Instead of just being manufacturing, they've created invented a new processing technology or a new computing technology that will materially increase the speed of computing. If this comes true, it will change everything, Kevin. I mean, it's going to allow scientists to be searching through at a much quicker pace to figure out our DNA and how to solve problems like Alzheimer's and things like that. This is really life-changing. You know, just in our lifetime, we've watched Star Trek become true, right? You know? I mean, I can't
antiquated.
Believe you're right. You talk in Chinese and this will translate.
You know, we want to talk in Chinese here on this show.
I know how you feel about that. So it's amazing what's going on out there. This is really a neat thing, and it's happening right here in the valley. So it's very, very exciting when things like this happen. It always spins off new technologies, new businesses, as people come out and create their own businesses off of these. But it is a huge multiplier effect, even if it's just within Micron. So I'm very, very excited. I'm even excited for all of mankind with this new computing possibilities.
I can tell our great friend Dave Petzl with us here at 580 KIDO. Dave, we take a look at the Treasure Valley itself. We still have the challenge of the airport. And now we have the merger of U.S. Air and American Airlines that's kind of gone under the radar locally. But that means more limits on flights here to and from the Treasure Valley.
Potentially, but it also, on some of these mergers, some areas, and I know it won't be all, it won't be most, but some will be better served because now instead of not being able to make a living on a route, you might, by merging them together, at least you can have one flight coming in and out. It's a
like the wagon train.
That's right. It's a problem everywhere, Kevin. It's not just us. It's a problem everywhere. Cincinnati and Detroit and all these.
Not in Atlanta.
Not in Atlanta.
Not in O'Hare.
Yeah, well, you're right. The major hubs still have plenty of flights. You're right. But it is a huge problem for a lot of corporations. Procter & Gamble talks about it all the time out of Cincinnati. All the flights that are used to be available aren't to go around the world. So it is a much tighter airline industry. In fact, this is the first time in the 32 years, one of my general rules, don't buy the airlines, right? Don't buy the automakers, don't buy the airlines, was always a really good rule. And now you have to rethink that rule because it looks like the airlines are doing smart things like not overexpanding.
Final thought for Dave Petzl here at 580 KIDO. You coming in Saturday, by the way?
I am in Saturday.
Okay, good, good.
I got to say, there might be a potential funeral I might have to go to.
Drop me a text.
I certainly will let you know, but I probably will be here.
We'll see you Monday as well?
We'll see you Monday as well.
Okay. No, I go back to the idea of what one airline is doing things right, and you take a look at the new Southwest ad. Bags fly free, this, that, and the other. We haven't changed.
Yep.
They continue to dominate.
They do. And one of the things that you find that is particularly when you're trying to change your flights around, right?
Right.
Everybody gouges you. I can't, what was it, United or Delta, one of the others? I should know for sure before I throw them under the bus. But it doesn't matter the exact number. But it was $200 per flight. I had to change two.
Plus your bags.
Within 24 hours. Man. Within 24 hours, all I had to do was change. By the way, it was a cheaper connection. The cheaper flight was what I chose. But it cost me over $400 to make that change because I had to change two different legs.
Final thought, part two. What do you make of GM leaving us with about $10 billion in debt?
It's been an amazing turnaround there, but it was a gift that should not have happened. It shouldn't be legal to allow politicians to pick the winners and losers. The law should decide that, and the law did not. And I think it's a very unfortunate thing. The same with Chrysler. It's just Ford. I have to say, didn't take this, didn't do it. You got to love them for what they did. And I think the whole thing is very, very frustrating. It did not follow rule of law. It followed the rule of what Obama wanted to do for his cronies. And that is beyond disgusting. It's not at all what this country is supposed to operate on or what brought us to this point. So this administration has brought cronyism to an entirely different level than we've ever had in this country before. It's terrible.
And your Christmas thought to the listeners.
Christmas thought, I continue to say this year after year. Kevin, we're
year after
an incredibly...
year, host after host you've worked with.
Right. Usually on my own. I just say, look, it is one of those things that is amazing to me how blessed we are. And I don't just mean me. I don't just mean you. I mean the fact that we were born in this time, in this era, with all of the amazing stuff we have available, you can learn all you want. You can learn. You can go and spend your time surfing the web for porn, or you can surf the web for information, knowledge, wisdom, and you can find God there. What something, I'm saying is there's lots of stuff out there.
Something to think about when you're under the mistletoe, porn or God, yes.
Well, my point is we always talk about these things as being a big negative when they're really having the availability of knowledge is what man has sought our entire existence. It's now readily available. The Library of Congress is available to every person at their fingertips. They walk around with it in their pocket and on our smartphones. We take all this for granted, and the fact that we live longer, more abundant lives than ever before, but we talk about and fuss about the fact that somebody else has more than we do. And I just wish we could be content.
I thought you were going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
I am. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Know that we... And I do. I mean that. But I also, okay, so thank you for recentering that. But we have got to just stop and count our blessings. We really do. And one of mine has been able to have this radio program for 23 years.
And I thought it was 27.
Yeah, we're working on it. So I know it's 23 or 4, somewhere in that range. But to be able to do this for over 20 years is a remarkable thing. And I really thank people for, you know, caring enough to listen and keeping me here. It's helped me a lot, and it's a wonderful outlet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Men. 542, Kevin Miller in the morning here with Robin Scott in for Dave Burnett.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. So we caught the fact that you were working yesterday. Were there a lot of folks here in the broadcast center?
Not that many. There was a few people wandering around, but I think they were just confused and didn't have much to do.
And speaking of confused, we had a rambunctious Christmas party. We actually had to have you pull security duty.
No, it was more like maybe more like babysitting duty or, you know, entertainment director. Maybe that was it.
Well, I don't know about that. I might get in trouble with the big suits. Apparently, we had people going through things and security was called and you... had to grab a couple people and detain them.
Yeah, there was some headlocks, and it was crazy. There was some chairs thrown.
Well, that's why no one messes with you. That's great.
I know,
to hear.
Huh? No, there was a couple of very sweet little girls that were very excited about being at the radio station, and I gave them a little tour and stuff, but I didn't have that much time, so I was kind of like, okay, there you go, see that, see that? Oh, see, there you go, okay, gotta go.
So you were rude to our guests.
Well, no, I think they were fine. I think they were happy.
You just said you were rude. You didn't have time for our customers, our listeners, the most important people of our day.
And I think they appreciated the effort that I made.
I see.
I'm pretty sure. Or maybe not at all. I don't know.
That's what you're alleging.
But then they go, I recognize your voice. Aren't you the girl that does the traffic? Isn't that you? And, you know, and then I can't go, you shut up, children. You're terrible children. Be quiet and go sit in the corner.
Why would anybody do that to lovable little kids?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I was not going to be the one to do that.
So we have the Christmas party. I was disappointed you didn't swing in.
You know, that was kind of a busy traffic morning. It was really icy that morning. Remember the rain that fell overnight?
Yeah, but remember it. I had everybody complaining about it, how they had to brave the elements to get in here. I said, aren't we worth it? And they go, that's enough out of you.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry I didn't make it over because everything smelled really good. And I know that you had kind of a crowd, though. You did have sort of a full house in there.
I had, 20, 30 people in every year.
That's
you know,
a lot.
You would think that we would get an outside facility to handle this. And last year we had the Sunrise Cafe, which was nice and everything else, but it would have been great to actually do the show from there. And, you know, when you're the one-man band, it's kind of tough to do that. But we could have had, you know, a whole dining room to take over somewhere at least. But
yeah. Well,
maybe there's next year if we're here, Robin.
So did I caught that. Did Sunrise Cafe actually, like, bring food down last year? Did they come and cook here?
No, we went there.
You did go there last year?
We did the show, and then we went there.
Oh, you did the show and then went there, but you didn't broadcast from there. And
you're a quick one. Yeah, I just said that 75 times.
Hey.
You know, time for slacking's over. The A-team's back here. The K-team is back. So, You know, not everybody gets to be on the Manly Man segment. Do you think we just come to your place and say, hey, would you like to come on? We have a selective screening process, young lady.
It's not just because I was the only other one here.
How dare you insinuate that this morning?
No. No, what you're saying is that I'm important, and I appreciate that. I'm kind of a big deal.
You're kind of. Anyway, Robin, we continue on at 580KIDO. Big fuel spill in this big truck thing, and I like this. I like how you correct me. I go, oh, yeah, over by Channel 7. Well, not really, but kind of, sort of, maybe.
Well, it's a mile away.
That's near Channel 7.
Well, I guess. If you're going to take the whole stretch of Fairview from
Curtis.
Garden City.
Curtis is by Channel 7.
It is by Channel 7, but it's about a half mile the other way.
More family furniture for less.
So my point is, yes,
furniture.
It is close to Channel 7, but if you're going to go, oh, it's by Channel 7, somebody's going to think, oh, it's like in front of Channel 7, and no, it's really like a mile away from that.
That'd be something if it were by Channel 7, though.
Well, we would definitely have a bird's eye view of all of it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, so we've got so basically avoid that area.
Yeah, they've got it closed down between Curtis and Liberty. So, and there's we can see it on the cams. There's just lights. You just see lights all across the road. So obviously they've got a little cleaning up to do.
What? A little cleaning up to do?
A little cleaning up to do of the fuel.
I see. I don't think that, you know, we're talking about hazardous materials here, Robin. This is no laughing matter. We've got the professionals out there.
Was I laughing?
I think you were belittling the process with your inflection.
Well, okay.
So anyway, as we stumble and bumble and try and wake up here this morning, by the way, I think the morning hours are agreeing with you. You seem like you're ready to go as opposed to the usual.
Well, you know, when you don't drink as much at night because you know you have to get up early, it helps.
Drink what?
Juice. Well, apple juice.
Right. You know, I get the sparkly water. That's what I drink.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Anyway, 580KIDO, let's continue on here with Robin in for Dave. Tell us about your Christmas.
Oh, it was good. My daughter was thrilled.
Oh, it's all about you and your family. Okay, go ahead.
You just asked me about my Christmas.
You don't have to yell.
Was I going to talk about your Christmas? That's what you wanted secretly, wasn't it?
Not really.
It was good, Kevin. How about yours?
I'd like to hear more about yours.
Well, my daughter was thrilled because Santa brought a little tablet for her. She's almost 10, so she's got a little... an electronic tablet that looks like a giant phone, basically. And so another gift that she got was Star Wars Angry Birds on the Wii. We've got a Wii, too. And so she was basically involved with the tablet while I got involved with the Angry Birds. And that's kind of addictive.
I don't know. Ronaldo's shaking his head, so it must be fairly addictive. I've tried the birds when I was at the Verizon store, and you slingshot the birds, and you know, do you shoot the birds? Do you lightsaber the birds? Do you play football with the birds? It just seems like a bunch of birds with funny faces.
Well, they are. In Star Wars, of course, you've got the different characters. So if you're Luke Skywalker, then you do lightsaber the birds. Or if you're Han Solo, you've got your little blaster. Or Obi-Wan uses the Force. I've been having trouble mastering the ways of the Force.
I could see that.
Yeah, but I'm learning. I'm starting to. I'm a young Padawan, but I'm starting to learn the ways of the Force.
Well, better,
it's all around you. You
better
know.
Late than never.
I know. That's what I thought. You know, if you just keep practicing, that's what they say.
Right. Right. So that was your Christmas, an ode to video games.
No, we had in-laws over, which was fun. They're good in-laws. And they brought a big old ham and a bunch of snacks.
So wait a minute. You goofed off and had other people cook for you.
I did some cooking as well. It was like a Christmas Eve into Christmas Day thing.
Did you bring any for us?
No.
You know, we were willing to share our Christmas feast that we had here for you.
I'll make turkey sandwiches.
When? When you come back in? When, in February?
Well, the turkey might be gone by the time the weekend's over, so.
I bet it will be.
It probably should be, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food poisoning and all.
I see. So, basically, that was it. This is like this and the week of the 4th of July, the slowest times of the year. Nothing on television, nothing to do, not a lot of people working, which always amazes me that people just take this time off. You're going to be at home doing absolutely nothing, going crazy. You might as well work, right?
Exactly. You know, forget family, friends, family, what? Who cares?
Well, you get to see them all the time.
Exactly. You know what I do like about this time of year is the end of year countdown stuff. I was kind of like the look back over what happened over the past year.
To me, it seems like the end of year filler.
I suppose there's probably some of that too, but I forget enough what happened. It's like, oh, right, when they do the montage of who all died during the year, or you know, other stuff. You kind of go, all right,
so that's kind of morbid, actually.
It was the year of Miley Cyrus. Come on, like a wrecking ball.
Okay, Ronaldo, we need to record that and throw that on our special button.
Oh.
So you can live even when you're not here.
I kind of hate you sometimes.
Well, look, it's a thin line between love and hate. And look, hate keeps you warm out all the time. Look at what's going around the world, you know?
That's right.
Trouble in Afghanistan, unfortunately, for some of our troops. We'll have that for you coming up at 6:05. In addition to that, one town in Idaho, you're going to love this, has told a business to take down their American flags. They say, look, we're there, we're keeping them up because we honor our military, our troops, and yet, apparently, that's not good enough. And you're an outstanding citizen, aren't you?
Of course. Hello.
You're on that Facebook, aren't you?
Yeah. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with that, too.
What do you think of the Idaho Falls teacher, basketball teacher, that got the boot because she posted a picture with her boyfriend, the football coach, on her breast? She got the boot. He didn't, because she posted it. Now it looks like she might get her job back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think they should have given her the boot for that?
I really don't, but, I don't know. People have to be so politically correct these days.
Well, nobody wants a free sample on Facebook.
Are you sure?
Not in this jabroni show.
No, okay. Not you, but I'm sure other people. She probably got all kinds of interesting friend requests after that.
Wow. Anyway.
Yes, please continue. Don't let me interrupt.
I'm All right, there we have it. So, Robin, I guess it's time for traffic here. Where did the time
go? Cutting me off. Play me out.
Those that I'm going to miss over the years as we continue on, it has to be this one.
My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a spy until...
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. No cash, no credit, no job history. You're stuck in whatever city they decide to dump you in.
Miami.
And there you have it. Michael Weston, we'll miss you. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.